Okay, I'm Carol Comer from the University of Chester, and that's good. Yes, what I do? Well, two things. I'm in the in staff development, and I deliver this course called TELTA, which is Technology Enhanced Learning, Teaching, and Assessment, and it's a staff development module. It's constantly changing, naturally. So, you know, I try putting as much as I can in. And we tend to have 5 face-to-face and 5 online sessions. And it's an MA module the staff can do. They can actually do the assessment in the MA in learning and teaching, but a lot of them do it standalone. It's quite good because I teach all staff from across the university, so I get a lot of contacts, shall we say. But also, because I'm delivering this, how to use technology in your teaching, I have to have a little bit of credibility. And I teach on the foundation degree in health informatics. And that's completely different. These are mature students working in the NHS, working in information within the NHS. So they've got a fair competence in IT. But they only come in once a month, so the rest of the course is delivered online. And my course is Professional Skills for Health Informatics, which is, it was devised, the NHS said, we want this, we want team building, we want communication, we want report writing, we, you know, all a variety of skills I have to teach, both online and face-to-face. So that's two things that I do. And one of the things, as I said, I teach members of staff in the university, and I also teach, I don't say real students as well, but you know what I mean. One of the students that I taught, one of the members of staff I taught, was a B.Ed, one of the Department of Education lecturers. And it's really interesting because what you said does relate to what I've done with the B.Ed students. We had 70 students on the B.Ed, and they're primary school teachers. And one of their assessments this year was to produce a podcast. And so I had the contact, one of my TELTA students said, can you come along and deliver a session? So I had a big session of 70 students in a lecture theatre on podcasting. And it was a bit of a combination of Andrews this morning and Graham's this afternoon. And what Alan are doing as well within 1 hour, you know, how to produce a podcast. And we used Podium software, and we chose to do that because that's what a lot of the schools have, a lot of the primary schools have Podium. And it's, well, you get a month free, so the students could just download Podium and use it for their assessment. And also, they could, when they went into their actual placement, they could be using Podium as well. So I did a 1 hour lecture, and then the 70 students were split up into 6 groups. And I had sort of, it was like a roll on, roll off, 6 lots of 12 students. But the Podium software was so easy. They just took to it. It was really good. The copyright issue came along, and one student said to me, it's okay, you can use anything you like as long as it's less than a minute. Is that right? Have I missed something? You know, and so I quickly Googled it. Said, no, you can't. No, not at all. So we did have that issue. But a while ago, Alan gave me some copyright-free music, so I just put that on the website and said, here's some copyright-free music. If you want to use it, just download that. Now, I imagine there was going to be a team of lecturers who marked it will probably get fed up of hearing the same bit of copyright-free music, but we did address that issue. Now, with the foundation degree students, the ones I teach, I have to be very careful that I don't overload them with new technology. You know, they're almost like my guinea pigs, really. But for the last 2 cohorts, I've actually got them to produce a podcast. Now, these are different students. You know, the B.Ed students were the 18, 19-year-olds. This lot range from, say, 25 up to 50. So they're completely different. They're back in education after a break, so that the difference. Those two cohorts I had, the first one I did this, getting them to produce a podcast, it was they were halfway into their first year, so they had experience, you know, they were a little bit more familiar, so a bit more confident. This year, the cohort I've had, it was their first module that they came to, and I don't know whether it was perhaps just a bridge too far for them. They did it, but I'll talk about that in a minute. What was hard with them was that, as I said, I only see them once, and then it's 4 weeks till I see them again. So if they haven't picked it up in that session, then I get a lot of panicky phone calls and emails, and even the submission of the file was an MP3 file. They had to submit it online, and some of them didn't actually quite manage to create the MP3 file and submitted an Audacity file that I couldn't do anything with. So there are certain problems around that. Now, what I got them to do, so the BEd students, all I had was the role of training them up to do it. They actually had to deliver something that was part of their professional, it was a reflective piece. Whereas the health informatics students, I got them to produce, and it was the assessment was a publisher leaflet and a supporting podcast on the Data Protection Act. And if only they would have introduced humour, it would have been good. It was just, I'd sit and listen to these podcasts and my brain started floating away with it. So I think what I've learnt is that I think the first cohort I got them to do a 10-minute podcast. The second one, I think I've said between 5 and 10 minutes. I think next time I do it, I might actually just say 5 minutes on the Data Protection Act. And, you know, I don't know how I can get them to make them more interesting yet. Perhaps I ought to choose a different subject. I don't know. But it is quite interesting. And I did set my assessment criteria. They did get marked on the leaflet, I think it was about 50%, and the podcast was 50%, 25% was the content, and 25% was the delivery. And I tended to mark them as if I was marking a presentation. That's how I did it, you know, because it is almost comparable, really. I remember saying because I did tell them, I did do the little, don't read from a script, because your tone, it does sound as though you're reading from a script. And I did say on one feedback, I think you should try harder to not read from a script in future. I got this email back saying, I did not read from a script. Okay, you know, as if to say, I want more marks now, but that's the assessment problems that we have. So I think, I haven't actually done any podcasting feedback, but I know the BEd staff were actually going to give the feedback in a podcast as well, but I don't know how that's worked. With 70 students, that's a lot of feedback. Specific, not generic, specific. They were going to do it in teams. That's a lot of work. The geography department has done podcast feedback, individual ones, and we'll talk about that later if there's time.
There isn't.
No. Oh, sorry. Okay. So, the lessons learned, yes, a lot of scaffolding is needed, a lot of, you know, you've really got to support your students. The length of podcast, yeah, I think less 5 minutes or less is good, and see if you can get them to do some engaging content.
What's scaffolding?
Scaffolding, supporting the students.
Don't give me the answer, she just gave
them. it's the old, you know, making sure that they've got the information to do it. It's not fair just saying go off and make a podcast. You know, making sure they know how to do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Questions?
I'm just conscious of time. I think we've finished in 2 minutes, then we get back.
Right.
So I'd just like to thank Ruth.
Joel and Carol for their contribution. Thank you very much. And we go across to the main room now.
Thank you. Thank you. Joel, is this